football on Off the Ball.
I think Liverpool have won the transfer window, even if they don't get Isak. If they end up getting Isak, then they've blown everybody out of the water.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. Coming up today, we'll have all the fallout from Shelburne's heartbreaking loss to Rijeka in the Europa League qualifiers. We look ahead at tonight's UEFA Super Cup final between Tottenham and PSG. And what has Marcus Rashford had to say about the sorry state of Manchester United? But first to events at Talca Park last night. Shelburne were dumped out of the Europa League after a 3-1 loss to Rijeka. Playmaker Tony Fruk returned for the Croatian champions from suspension, and he showed his quality with a stunning first half volley to put the away side ahead on the night and level the tie in aggregate. Rijeka's second goal was even better. Portuguese midfielder Thiago Dantas scored from almost 40 yards out to edge them ahead in the tie with just 17 minutes left. Shells were handed a lifeline late on when they were awarded a penalty. There was a lengthy VAR check to see if John Martin was pulled down in the box, and the Romanian referee eventually pointed at the spot. Mipo Odabeko stepped up to score, much to the delight of Vinnie Perth and Jonathan Higgins on commentary.
Waiting for the moment, here comes Mipo. He's taking his time. Here comes Mipo, and it's gone into the back of the net. Just about, almost saved, and Talca Park has gone berserk. Mipo Odabeko makes it 2-1 of the night, 3-3 on aggregate. Vinnie, wow! What a finish! He gets very, very lucky. The keeper dives to his left and he dives over the ball. Well, Shelbourne deserved this. He dug in, he set in the game. They've been battered from pillar to post in terms of possession. Not in chances. He had a couple of big moments. John Martin felt he was dragged. Didn't look alive. Thank God for VAR. We're still alive. Tom Dunn might have to wait a little longer.
But ultimately, it ended in heartbreak for Shells as right back Ante Oric fired home the winner in the 90th minute.
As the Croatian champions come flying forward now, over towards the right-hand side now. Early ball goes in, it's a low ball, it spins around, comes back, shouts a handball, and there it goes, and it's back in front. A disaster at the death, and the shot comes in, and it's the right back, I think, Obic, who's just got a breaking ball. Referee is thought he's going, the celebrations have been stopped short. What is the decision? It's not given, it's not given. Vinny, what is going to happen next?
No, I think the goal is stood. They will check it on VAR. Oracas. He has scored.
He has scored. It looked like he'd waved it not. The officials are confusing a lot of us. In fact, it's just going to be a yellow card for the manager who ran out on the pitch in celebrations. So absolute disaster at Talca Park here.
After the game, Shell's boss Joey O'Brien told Jonathan Higgins his side need to bring last night's hurt into their next European tie in the Conference League, where they'll play the winners of the tie between Faroese side Vikingur and Linfield. The second leg of that tie is at Windsor Park tomorrow night, and Vikingur are 2-1 up.
Yeah, no, listen, disappointed, obviously, to how the game went, I suppose, as you said, to get back into the game and then conceding really late on. Yeah, it's haunting, obviously, the dressing room's haunting, but here, as I said to the boys, make sure we use that hurt as a fuel now attacking the next game against Linfield or Vikingur.
Next up for Shells is a massive FAI Cup tie away to St Pat's on Sunday. Midfielder Kerr McEnroy says there's still lots to play for.
We've obviously got the cup game on Sunday, we'll be looking forward to that, and then we've got the Conference League playoff that we'll be looking forward to as well when that comes around next Thursday. So a lot to look forward to in the next few weeks.
Not for the first time, one of the talking points to come out of the match is why it wasn't shown by the state broadcaster. Former Shelburne midfielder Stewie Byrne, who was part of the LOI TV commentary team last night, joined Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy on Off the Ball Breakfast earlier on. He said European games like last night have to be shown on national television.
Just one for the road. What's your opinion about this game not being shown on national television?
I disgusted. I've expressed this internally. The fact that neither RTE or Virgin are showing any of the games in European football is, we should be ashamed of ourselves, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what the fix is. I was part of the Linfield game, which we put a lot of work into, and there was a lot of work went on in the background there between the production company, between the guys in production, everybody involved, Zoom calls, you know, let's put our best foot forward. Very happy with how the home game turned out. And then nothing. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world. You might as well have not shown it at the home game, because what it does is it creates an expectation and then it's gone again. Like, you know, but I don't know what the solution is, but we just have to be better at it. You know, we should be European games like this, and should be shown on national television. There's no doubt about it.
Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says the reason Jack Byrne won't be involved in tomorrow's Conference League qualifier second leg at home to Balkany isn't down to injury. Bradley wouldn't expand on that, but Dan McDonald of the Irish Independent is reporting Byrne and Bradley had a disagreement on the August bank holiday weekend ahead of the Rovers game against Derry City. We might get more on the reasons after the match tomorrow. Elsewhere in Europe last night, Robbie Keane's Ferencváros beat Ludogorets 3-0 in Budapest to give themselves a chance of Champions League group stage football. Ireland international Callum O'Dowda played the full 90 minutes. The Hungarian champions will face Karabag, who beat Shells in the second qualifying round for a place in the league phase. Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce came from behind to beat Robin van Persie's Feyenoord 5-2 on the night in Istanbul. It was 6-4 on aggregate. Fenerbahce will play Benfica. Rangers lost 2-1 away to Czech champions Victoria Plzeňa, but still went through 4-2 on aggregate. Rangers will now play Club Brugge, who got the better of RB Salzburg. Celtic will make the long trip to take on Caret Amati if they want to qualify for the league phase. Brendan Rodgers' side will play the first leg at home next Tuesday. Copenhagen hammered Swedish neighbours Malmo 5-0 to set up a meeting with Swiss side Basel. Yves Bissouma has been left out of the Tottenham squad for the UEFA Super Cup final against PSG tonight due to disciplinary reasons. Tottenham's new manager Thomas Frank says Bissouma has been punished for poor timekeeping.
Bissouma is not travelled with the team because of disciplinary reasons. He's been late several times, and now this time, the latest time, was just one too many. I think with everything, you need to give your players a lot of love, also have demands, and there also need to be consequences. And this time there was a consequence for that.
It's not the first time the Mali international has been in trouble since he joined Spurs from Brighton in June 2022. The midfielder was suspended by the club for their first game of last season when video footage appeared on social media that appeared to show him inhaling nitrous oxide. He was taken off at half-time in a 2-0 loss to Fulham in March. The manager at the time, Ange Postecoglou, said that Bissouma allowed games to drift by him. Bissouma started the Europa League final win over Manchester United in May, but his future is uncertain with less than 12 months left on his contract. João Palhinha's arrival on loan from Bayern Munich only pushes Bissouma further down the pecking order, and surely this incident won't help convince Frank he deserves a new contract. The positive news for Spurs is that Dominic Solanke is available to feature against PSG. The England internationals only played once for Spurs in pre-season. That was back on the 19th of July when they beat Reading 2-0. Christian Romero's been appointed as the new club captain following the departure of Heung-min Song to MLS. And Frank, in his first competitive game, wants to see his side take his new tactics on board.
That we'll work on. Hopefully it's perfect tomorrow. We're playing an okay team that did reasonably well last year, but that we are ready for.
Goalkeeper Guillermo Vicario is desperate to land more silverware with the club. Their Europa League success in May was the first trophy for Spurs since 2008. Vicario is hoping to get his hands on their second European trophy in 4 months.
We tasted the feeling, and this feeling is amazing. So we want to do it again, and we have an opportunity tomorrow again. Once we have a new European final, and we are there because we earned the right to be here to play against PSG.
Meanwhile, one player who definitely won't be involved is PSG goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma. The Italian has claimed someone has decided he can no longer be part of the group at PSG. The comments come after PSG manager Luis Enrique said his omission from the squad for tonight's game was because they wanted a different goalkeeping profile. Donnarumma was PSG's number one last season. He played 47 matches and helped them win the Champions League for the first time with a 5-0 win over Inter in the final. Featured in all of their games at the Club World Cup this summer, including the 3-0 loss to Chelsea in the final. PSG signed France international Luca Chevalier from Lille on a 5-year contract this summer. Donnarumma was in the final 12 months of his contract with the French champions. L'Equipe is reporting Manchester City could be his next destination. Tonight's game is a first for PSG since they lost that Club World Cup final to Chelsea in New Jersey. They've only been back in training for a week, but Luis Enrique says he's ready to go again.
I have to say that I'm very happy to be here again and start a new season. This is a challenge season for us, for all the players and for the team. Also because we have the possibility to make history again in Paris, and that means to win important trophies.
Kickoff in Udine in Italy is 8 o'clock. Leeds have reached an agreement in principle to sign Dominic Calvert-Lewin as a free agent. The 28-year-old striker is set to undergo a medical with last season's championship winners. Calvert-Lewin has been available since he confirmed in June that he was leaving Everton when his contract expired. He spent 9 years at Goodison Park after joining from Sheffield United in 2016. He scored 71 goals in 274 appearances, but his time with Everton was plagued by injuries. Liverpool are advancing in talks at Crystal Palace over captain Mark Gahey. The Premier League champions are also hoping to sign Parma centre-half Giovanni Leone to give Arne Slot more options in his back four. Gahey's been Liverpool's main defensive target all summer, and they would have been encouraged to make their move when Palace chairman Steve Parish said after Sunday's Community Shield that it would be better to sell the England international now rather than lose him on a free next summer when his contract is up. Liverpool could get him for as little as £35 million. Manchester United are exploring a move for Carlos Baliba, but would have to pay a transfer record for an African player if they can persuade Brighton to sell the Cameroon midfielder. The 21-year-old has 3 years left on his contract. Brighton also have the option to extend by 12 months. Sources close to Baliba have indicated he's keen to join United if an agreement can be reached. Brighton are adamant he's not for sale in this window. The previous record transfer for an African player is £72 million, which Arsenal paid Lille for Nicola Pepe in 2019. Newcastle have completed the signing of German defender Malik Thiaw from AC Milan. He's arrived at St James's Park in a deal expected to reach just over €40 million. Newcastle are also in advanced negotiations with Aston Villa over a move for midfielder Jacob Ramsey. The 24-year-old will hold talks with Villa before he makes a decision on his future.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble.
Yeah, boy!
It's unbelievable to win this match against so many powerful people. And we are not going to give up. They told me only half of the truth. But with half of the truth and with my boys, we fight opponents, we fight the system.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got this money out, man. You're losing them.
1989.
I think you Turkish, you should care. You Turkish, you should speak, not me. You. You should speak. You should denounce. You should say what is going on year after year after year. You should do it. You should do it, not me. Because then I'm going to be the one under attack. I'm going to be the one that the system will criticize. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to punish me. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to close my mouth. Depends. If the system acts strongly, my words will even disappear. So let's have a laugh. Let's have a laugh.
Yeah, boy. Flavor, Flav.
Nottingham Forest are considering their next move for Ipswich winger Omari Hutchinson. Ipswich have rejected an offer of £35 million for the former Chelsea youngster. Forest have already brought in winger Dan Ndoye from Bologna to replace Anthony Elanga, who moved to Newcastle. Brentford, who play Forest this weekend in their opening game, also had a bid worth £35 million rejected for Hutchinson. West Ham's opening offer of £30 million from Matheus Fernandes has been turned down by Southampton. Fernandes is West Ham's top target in midfield, but the clubs seem to be a long way apart on his valuation and a compromise isn't close. Southampton, who signed Fernandes for £15 million from Sporting last year, are looking for £50 million for the 21-year-old. Bournemouth have completed the signing of French centre-half Bafodé Diakité from Lille for €40 million. Diakité is Bournemouth's second most expensive signing behind Evan Nielsen, who joined from Porto last summer. That fee could rise to more than £40 million. And finally, Marcus Rashford's had his say on Manchester United's current predicament. He says a lack of consistent playing principles since Alex Ferguson stood down has left the club in no man's land. The forward, who's on loan at Barcelona from United, believes that despite repeated talk of transition, no transition has taken place and the club won't be able to win the Premier League or achieve consistent success unless they make a plan and stick with it. Rashford was sidelined by Ruben Amorim, the sixth permanent United manager since Ferguson went 12 years ago. The England international came through the academy while Ferguson was in charge. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best
professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
All right, folks, get your finger out and pit your football knowledge against Team OTB to win big. There's €2,500 for the winner of the OTB Final One Standing League on the William Hill app. Guaranteed winner, and it's exclusive to our own league. Just sign up at William Hill Final One Standing, use the code OFFTHEBALL, that's all one word and all caps, and make sure you sign up before Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock when the new season kicks off. €2,500 to the winner, guaranteed.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.